Oh yeah, Jiva Goswami explaining two ways to approach Shastra. One is, Vidhi Pradhan, Ruchi Pradhan. He said there's two types of bhaktas and two types of approach to Shastra. Vidhi Pradhan and Ruchi Pradhan. Vidhi Pradhan, Pradhan means predominated, Pradhan. Like we say Pradhan Mantri. Pradhan Mantri is the chief minister, is called Pradhan. Pradhan means the chief, the main. So the main consideration is Vidhi. These are the Shastra says this. This is the Yama. This is the Niyama. This is the Vidhi Nisheda. These are the do's and don'ts. If you don't serve God, you go to hell. If you eat meat, if you're an Indian Brahmin at least, and you eat meat, then you go to hell. You eat cow like this. So many rules and so many punishments and so many hells. So, I have to follow this Vidhi. So then there's another kind of devotee, much more rare, it's called Ruchi Pradhan. They read the Shastra and they think, Krishna is so sweet. They get Ruchi, they get taste. They get taste for Krishna. They think he's so attractive and so sweet. And these leelas and these dealings, Makkan Chor and all these things, my heart is really captivated. My heart is really attracted. I want to be a bhakta. I want to just worship this Krishna. That's called Ruchi Pradhan. So now taking this to apply to Tilak, as we're discussing Gopichand Tilak, in one corner wearing white trunks with the name Gopichand, it's Gopichand Tilak. In the other corner wearing black trunks. Black trunks means, like bathing suit, bathing trunk, like little shorts, little shorts, boxer, Black is Radhakund Tilak. So now ding, which one's going to win? Which one is better? It's not like that. Because in terms of Vidhi Pradhan, if you find there, you won't find any Vidhi, you won't find any Shastra Praman. Well, you'll find one Shastra Praman, but you won't find any Veda Puran Praman, proof from the Vedas or Puran, that if someone wears Radhakund at the time of death, he won't be captured by Yamaraj and all these auspicious things, and all big, long glories. Because I have that Skanda Puran, and I have that chapter, and I have in my notes all the glories of Gopichand. Many, many glories. Any if you do any bhajan wearing Gopichand, you get 100,000 times the benefit. If you do a yajna wearing Gopichand, you get 10,000 times the benefit. If you do so much blessings, if you wear Gopichand. So everyone's going to wear Gopichand. So that's called Vidhi Pradhan. The Shastras are telling you're a Vaishnava. You should wear this Urdhva Pandra. Urdhva Pandra means, Urdhva means upgoing, going up, or Upa, Urdhva. Two lines going up, that is Urdhva Pandra. Tilak, this way, that way, one line in the middle, like you see so many different groups have, goes like this, yellow, then red, and then a black dot. There's so many things. Many kinds of Tilak now I'm seeing from people all around the world. Mostly Russians are coming on this side of Indian spirituality primarily is Indian/Russian spirituality, because it's all Russians taking up Indian spirituality, Shaivites and Nimbarkis and all kinds of varieties of bhaktas and all kinds of different tilaks I'm seeing on. I go in Radhakund, something like this, black and then yellow, then red and then a black dot. So many very interesting tilaks I'm seeing. So that's wonderful. These tilaks designate a particular guru, particular parivar and family and line. It's for identification. And when you see another, you're one of me, It's like saying, where are you from? Ukraine. Yeah, me too. All right. What part of Ukraine? So it's like that. You're from Tamil Nadu, Okay, what part? Yeah, my cousin lives there, this, that. So this is for identification. And it's nice. It's like a nice thing. So in terms of Gopichand, it's perfectly bona fide, and many, many Gaudiya Vaishnavas that have nothing to do with ISKCON or Gaudiya Math, they're initiated by various Goswamis and Babaji's, they wear Gopichand. I've seen many people in Vaita Parivar wearing Gopichand. So that's called Vidhi Pradhan. They have full Shastras, the whole Mahatmyam and the Puranas about the glories of it. And Gopichand comes from Dwarka, from a lake called Gopitawa, and the whole pastime of the gopis in some expanded form, they appeared there, and Krishna, Dwarkadish, expanded, or manifested his form as Vrindavan Chandra, and all the gopis that expanded in another form and appeared in Dwarka. They all danced together with Krishna. They swam in one big lake, and all the chandan and kunkum from their breasts and the chandan on their foreheads and the kajal and the musk and the kasturi, all the ointments and everything washed off their bodies in that lake, vermilion and sindur and kasturi and all these things. And it mixed in the clay and mitti and dirt in the bottom of that gopitawa, and mixed up with all that dirt, which kind of yellow, is called pila mitti in Hindi, pila kamitti, yellow clay. And then it became the Gopichand. I personally went to that lake in 1987 in Dwarka. In 1987, I went to Dwarka. In 1986 and 87, I visited that holy dam. And I went there, and at that time it was dry. It was very deep, very deep, very huge place. Like 2,000 meters long and 1,000 meters huge, you know, like Pavan Sarovar or something, huge, big, much bigger. Very deep, maybe 40 meters deep, 40, 50 meters. It's a big, like a bomb hit it, some crater, you know. And then everyone, different. And it's outside of Dwarka proper, and a little outside where the temple is by the ocean. It's a little off the ocean away. And then we went there and we collected Gopichand. We chopped away some Gopichand. And real Gopichand from Dwarka has a very wonderful fragrance. It's naturally very, very creamy, very, very creamy and smooth, and a wonderful fragrance. And it's very rare, because no one's going to bring a truck full of clay from Dwarka to Vrindavan and sell it in Loy Bazaar and say this is Gopichand for 50 rupees for 1 kilo. It's all fake. It's yellow clay from somewhere and Mutgaon or Yamuna Mata or somewhere around Brajmunda or somewhere. It's not. We call it Gopichand. They have this box called Baidyanath, little square box, little Gopal on it. Mm-hmm. But it's sold in all these kind of shops and whatnot, and it's all kinds of camphor mixed inside, so it gives a nice fragrance. So that's made in Haridwar in some factory. It's a fundraising project for a Shaivite ashram called Baidyanath Ashram, and they're worshippers of Shiva, and they sell incense and dupe and tilak and things to all the ISKCON devotees. So that's not really Asli Gopichand, but the generic name, it says right on the box, Gopichand. It's yellow. So that's called Vidhi Pradhan. And now Ruchi Pradhan is the Gaudiyas. You won't find anywhere about the glories of wearing Radhakund Tilak. There's no mention anywhere, Radhakund Tilak Mahatmyam. So why do we wear it? We wear it because we don't care about Shastra Vidhi in this regard. We care about Hari Toshan and Radharani Toshan. Making Krishna, pleasing Krishna and pleasing Radharani and pleasing our Guru. Guru Radha Hari Toshan. Satisfaction and pleasure of Guru, Radha, and Hari. So we have taste. If we don't get any material benefits or don't get any special protection or don't get any benefit from this tilak, we don't care, because we're not serving Radha and Krishna because of fear. We're not serving Radha and Krishna because of scriptural injunctions. We're not serving Radha and Krishna because it's our duty, because if I don't serve, I'll go to hell. We're serving Radha and Krishna because we want to love them purely, without anything for ourselves. And we know that Chaitanya, so we have some vidhi, we have very small vidhi, but for us, this vidhi, or let's say praman, I would say praman, this praman to establish the practice of using Radhakund black, Radhakund mud for tilak, the praman comes from a Gaudiya Vaishnav Shastra, which for us, subjectively, as Gaudiyas, we accept this Gaudiya Vaishnav Shastra as Praman equal to and maybe even greater than the Upanishads or the Bhagavatam or the Ramayana. It is totally 100% Shastra Praman for us. It's called Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam. It's written by Nitya Parishad of Radhana Krishna, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, who is Kasturi Manjari, a direct expansion of Radharani's transcendental Sarup Shakti, Ladini Shakti Sarup. So there in Chaitanya Charitamrita, which we accept as absolute authority, absolute authentic proof, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Radhakund in the year 15 or so AD. He personally unveiled and excavated and discovered Radhakund, which was hidden in the middle of some rice paddies. And then later on by his will, was gradually developed to the present date over several modifications over the last 500 years to the present site we see it. And at that time, when he bathed there, he offered so many beautiful prayers to Radhakund, Radhakunda Mahima, Radharani Madhuri Mahima. So the sweetness and glories of Radhakund are the same as the sweetness and glories of Radharani. And we, based on that shloka from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 18, I can't remember the verse right now, but so Lord Chaitanya glorified in several verses Radhakund. Then he quoted his own verses in Bengali. Then he quoted the Padma Puran verse, also glorifying Radhakund and Radharani. So after reciting his own beautiful verses, glorifying Radhakund, then Mahaprabhu quoted a verse from the Padma Puran, which is also cited by Sri Rupa Goswami in the Laghu Bhagavatamritam, part 2, chapter 1, verse 45, and is quoted two times in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Adi Leela chapter 4, verse 215, and Madhya Leela chapter 8, verse 99, and in Madhya Leela chapter 18, verse 8. And that chapter 18 is Lord Chaitanya speaking it. Chapter 8, I don't know who's speaking, but 18, Lord Chaitanya is personally speaking at this verse because he's Nimai Pandit. He was a great pandit, Digvijay. Yata radha priya vishnos tasya kundam priyam tata sarvagopishu saivaika vishnur atyanta valava. So here the word Vishnu, of course, means Krishna. It says Radha priya Vishnu. Just as Radha is very dear to Krishna, kundam priya tata. This kund, this lake of Radhakund, is also very dear to Krishna, just as dear as Radharani. Sarva gopishu saivaika Vishnur adyanta valava. Of all the gopis, among all the gopis, Krishna loves her the most. Adyanta, adyanta, adyanta means a lots of. Valava means beloved or loving. So Radhakunda is as dear to Krishna as Radharani, and Krishna loves Radharani more than any other gopi, which means then, to continue the analogy, that Krishna loves Radhakund more than any other kund in the universe. Because just as he loves Radharani, there's how many gopis are there? Are there 8 gopis? Are there 9 gopis? Are there 16 gopis? Are there 16,108 gopis? No. The Padma Puran says in the Maharas dance, in the Sharad Purnima, Ashwina Purnima, there was 3 billion gopis. So many sadhana siddhas from so many universes, they came in their gopi deha and they joined in the Maharas dance. So those billions and billions of gopis, Krishna loves Radharani the most, and to prove that, in the Bhagavatam, he ran away from all the gopis. He left 3 billion gopis behind and ran away with one gopi named Radha, 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 Radha. Radha, 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 Radha. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, 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 Jai Radhe, 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 Vrindavan Vihari Lala ki jai, Radharani ki jai, Giriradharani ki jai, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Shah. Good night.